From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Chinese authorities have widened the evacuation area around the Tianjin site of a massive fire and explosion that devastated part of the port city earlier this week. Beijing News Today said the exclusion area was widened because of possible further chemical contamination and that a car damaged earlier by the explosion burst into flames. Sodium cyanide, a toxic chemical that can be deadly, was detected in the area east of the site, according to the paper, with more than 200 military, nuclear, and biochemical specialists now searching for possible dangerous chemicals. And in Cameroon, that country has pledged to provide more than 2,450 troops to join the multinational force in battling Boko Haram. Moki Edwin Kenzeka reports from Yaoundé.
Military spokesperson Colonel Didier Bajek says the decision to send 2,450 troops follows a commitment Cameroon made July 11 at a summit of heads of state and defense ministers in the Nigerian capital Abuja.
Nous ne pouvons rester aveugles devant des assaillants.
He says Cameroon will never allow people who claim they are serving God but practice hate to operate. Colonel Bajek said the troops were already at the disposal of officials of the joint forces. Moki Edwin Kinzeka for VOA News, Yaoundé.
Secretary of State John Kerry says a new U.S.-Cuban committee will begin talks next month on the full normalization of bilateral ties between the two countries.
So it's our hope that over the next days, we will be able to lay out a roadmap whereby steps are taken and make it possible for us to move to the next level.
This is VOA News. Talks to end South Sudan's conflict appeared in jeopardy Friday as President Salva Kiir canceled a planned trip to the site of the talks in Ethiopia and the government recalled its negotiating team. Officials want to determine whether there's a split in the rebel camp. Two rebel generals announced this week they're no longer allied with rebel leader Riek Machar and are setting up their own movement. South Sudan's civil war erupted in December 2013, a few months after President Kiir fired Machar as vice president. The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons says it is ready to pursue claims that Islamic State fighters used mustard gas against Kurdish forces in northern Iraq. The site is supposedly, allegedly, earlier this week in the town of Makmur, not far from Erbil. Mustard gas is banned by international agreement. Islamic State militants have regained control of a portion of the Libyan port city of Sirte and carried out numerous killings, Edward Iranian reports.
Libyan TV reported Islamic State militants killed dozens of captives Friday after defeating fighters from a rival Salafi group which had rebelled. Islamic State took control of the group's Sector 3 district of Sirte before dawn. More than 50 other people were also reported killed in 4 days of fighting. Members of Libya's two rival governments protested Islamic State's brutal tactics. Acting Prime Minister Abdullah Thani, who leads the interim government in Tobruk, condemned the bloodshed in Sirte and appealed to Western nations to intervene. The military commander of the Islamist-supported government in Tripoli, Abdulsalam Jadallah Obeidi, insisted that his forces would fight Islamic State everywhere in Libya. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The Italian Navy says at least 40 migrants are dead and an unknown number of others were rescued from what local media are describing as an overcrowded people smugglers boat just off the coast of Libya. A Navy statement on Twitter said the rescue operation is ongoing. Europe has been flooded by a wave of desperate migrants fleeing poverty and armed conflicts in North Africa and the Middle East. The International Organization for Migration says more than 192,000 migrants have arrived in Europe by sea this year. More than 2,000 have died attempting to cross the Mediterranean Sea. Eurozone finance ministers have approved the first $29 billion payment of a $93 billion bailout deal for Greece after the Greek parliament approved the package on Friday. Greek finance minister Euclid Tsakalotos.
Any deal is only as good as what you make of it. So let's hope that the Greek people will be able to make the best of this deal, to make the best of the reforms and the ability to reform, and will mitigate any negative consequences that surely exist within it.
Greece needs the money from international creditors by August 20th to repay a $3.5 billion debt owed to the European Central Bank. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.